You know what? Robin wins an award for dealing with us.
He does.
Oh, my gosh.
Speak for yourselves.
Thank you.
It's not working.
Yeah, you're not high maintenance, Amy, at all.
I am very
high maintenance.
She knows it.
Yeah.
The DivaCast, number 99.
No, it's not. It's 98.
It is not. The last one was 98. For God's sake, and it's the 18th, but we're going to make it the 19th, so listeners will might be fooled.
Is it the 18th?
Well, today's the 18th.
Oh, my.
Start over.
Oh my gosh, we are off to a very rambunctious start, and as our listeners know, Amy's bleeding.
I don't think our listeners know that.
Oh my god!
We are five fun, fabulous, 40-something
friends or females,
and we get together and we podcast, and we actually like each other today, so that's a bonus.
Yeah, today's a good day.
And I'm Julie.
And I'm Carrie.
I'm Sharon.
I'm Suzanne.
I'm Amy.
The
and
bleeding
I'm just
one.
Bleeding from my wrist, but I didn't slit them. What the heck that's going
Remember
all of a sudden?
Time you were started bleeding?
I know. What is that,
that
called?
That was bizarre.
I know. What is that
Spontaneous
called?
Spontaneous bleeding?
Yeah, but in the Catholic Church, what is that called? The
bloodletting.
No.
Leeches.
No.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you that we get together and we podcast because we believe inside every woman is a diva?
Really?
We don't believe everybody bloodlets or whatever. Yeah. But you know what, you guys are divas too.
Who are
you?
You
us?
Oh, I thought she's looking at us.
Oh, my stars.
No, I don't think she believes we're divas.
I don't think you two are divas. I'm thinking that our listeners are divas.
Okay, what is that when somebody spontaneously pleads?
No, we're not going there.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Okay. You guys don't know.
You listeners, you just write on in and tell Suzanne what that is.
You know what, you guys? Okay.
So what's going on, Sharon? Tell us what's going on in your life, darling.
Well, my son, 15, drives a golf cart.
Yeah.
Because in Peachtree City, where we live.
Where we live, you drive the golf cart 15 by yourself. In fact, you can have a passenger or two. So he has had this immense freedom for about 6 or 7 months now.
Yeah.
And he comes home the other day and we're going to take the golf cart and it is completely lopsided.
Oh.
The back right is literally sitting on the tire. And so Doug's
flat
looking
tire,
at me.
Right?
No. Doug's
looking
at me goes,
something.
Does that look crooked to you? And I'm like, oh my gosh, you'd have to be blind if you didn't see it. Anyway, so we ask my son, you know, what'd you do? Oh, nothing. So we take it in and it's the springs or whatever. And the guy said, I've never seen anything like this before.
So is it because he like went
well,
off
I asked,
road,
I said, did he hit something or is it wear? Is it weight? I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I got to go back on my diet.
Did I sit on the wrong corner of the golf cart?
Yeah. So the guy said, well, no, I've never seen anything like that. Anyway, so we get it repaired, $200. And Doug, my husband, basically told my son, you're going to pay for it. Mm. And I'm like, my poor baby. And Doug's like, no, he wants to drive the golf cart. He probably drives it like a maniac. He needs to learn this lesson. So my whole conflict internally was, you know, oh my goodness, my poor baby,
my
husband, you know, being the big bag. And then I put in perspective, I'm like, you know what? This is a cheap lesson for him to learn. Mm. And he fessed up. He took it like a man.
What did he fess up?
Well, he said, Doug asked him, you know, he'd been talking to him about it and everything. He said, now, do you feel like you drive the golf cart responsibly? And he admitted probably not as well as he could. And honestly, I don't know if he did it or not, but bottom line is, and he handed over $200.
Cool.
Wow.
Can he give me some money too?
My kids don't have.
But you know what? That's a good point that, you know what, as they get older, we face new challenges in discipline.
It's so hard.
So what do you do with that? Do you punish your child, make them pay? Or do you, it's not just like go sit in a timeout. Because
that doesn't work.
Right.
That doesn't work.
No, you take away privileges and stuff. I have a 15-year-old who, you know, does the golf cart thing too. And I'm telling you, ever since he started driving that thing to school, it's gotten trashed. And when I see some of these kids driving, think about it. There are some kids that come into our neighborhood that bring another kid home on the golf cart.
Yeah.
And they are throwing that thing into reverse and going down the driveway and just, and then throwing it into drive and taking off. And I'm like looking at that. I'm like, oh, you know, kiddo, you better not be doing that.
Well, and they get tickets. I mean, they get pulled over. I mean, we have, the police are now on the cart path.
Well, and did you know that they get $250 tickets?
Yeah.
I mean, it's big time.
What?
I had no idea.
Yeah. I had no idea. If you are driving a golf cart and you're not of age, it's $250.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
And then if you own the golf cart and you're letting a kid drive, you also get the $250. Well, my daughter and the next door neighbor's 16, so she can drive.
Right.
And my daughter, they got stopped the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just coming out of McDonald's, just because he stood at the tunnel and stopped
everybody. They're stopping a lot of kids.
Are
well,
they?
You know what, though? Well, I appreciate that, because how many times have I passed somebody on a golf cart and my kids go, Mom, that kid's in my age.
Okay, let me ask you this.
He's in third grade, so he's driving a golf cart.
Julie, they have to have their ID with them? Or they
Yes, they're supposed to. What happened was when my daughter and her friend got stopped, the next door neighbor is 16, but she didn't have her ID. So he said, whose golf cart is it? And my daughter said, it's ours. And where do you live? Got on the information, called the dispatch to make sure that they had not stolen the golf cart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Like, verified.
Right.
You know, whatever. And I said, you know what, my daughter, can you believe that? And I said, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Right.
I mean.
Okay, because Julie called me on the fact I have a 14-year-old, and she said, because they have to be 15 to drive.
Right.
Okay.
By themselves.
And my 14-year-old looks like she's like 16 or 17. Yeah. You know,
she's gorgeous.
I'm really kind of nervous about high school, but that's a side.
Yeah. Mm.
And Julie said to me, she's like, you know, I make the rule that if, you know, I don't want to break rules now because they're going to think that you can break the rules.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And I go, oh, crap. Because I let my daughter drive. She works for my father-in-law. She'll go over and clean his house and do things that he wants on Tuesdays. So I say, you know, you can take the golf cart over there. Because she looks like she's 17. Yeah.
But legally, she's not. If she got pulled over,
14.
She'd be in trouble.
So she's so funny because I told her that. And she's like, I don't want to drive the golf cart. She's like really nervous about it. And I'm like, you know what?
You just can get busted. Yeah. You know?
I'm not going to let her do it anymore.
Yeah. My point was,
I'll tell her that and she'll be like paranoid.
Our neighbor, his son got a ticket. It was $250. He was 15. Yeah. Big old kid. He's in high school, but he wasn't 15 yet.
Yeah.
And the mom let him.
My point to Carrie was, okay, so it's okay if you break the law when you do this because you're doing it for granddaddy, but it's not okay if you break the law. You know, no, and I'm not, no, because I do it all the time.
I know.
Carrie, not for a minute.
That parent again.
Yeah, I'm that parent.
No.
Because she's right, though.
I do it with
Who's
mine.
Who's the bad parent of this podcast?
It's me. You know what? I do that. I struck with that because I remember my parents saying to me, well, I did this when I was, and I'm like, but that's illegal.
Yeah.
So at what point do you blur that line?
Yeah. Okay, I have a confession.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. All right.
I have a confession.
Go sharing. This is Sharon.
My daughter wanted to go work out.
How old is she?
Not old enough.
13.
And you have 14. To be 14.
13.
So I filled out the paperwork and I...
To go and work out?
Yeah.
So she has to be 14?
Yeah. And so I... put the date I got pregnant instead of when I birthed the baby.
So, I had sex on April 24th.
So, you know, I wanted her to go work out. And I just, you know, and so she's sitting back there talking with her friend. And I said, you guys need to go work out. And her girlfriend said, well, I can't go because I'm only 13. They said, well, I'm only 13 and I go work out. So I was like, oh my gosh. How'd you deal with that? My son knows.
The oldest one.
Yeah. And he's like, he's trying to cover for me. And it was just, bad parent.
Yeah.
No,
bad parent.
You know what? And the only reason I called Carrie on that, and not like I called you on it, I brought it to her attention
was. It made
me
think about it.
Was because it blurred so much of my vision growing up. Mm. My dad would say to me, you know, well, I had, your mom and I had sex before we got married. What's the big deal? Or I drank dinner. So I'm thinking in my mind at 17, 18, well, dad did it. Can't be that bad.
Right.
So I'm looking at, so do I teach them that the law is the law only when it's convenient for me? I mean, it's just, it's a hard thing.
It's a struggle.
Parenting is so darn hard.
It is.
It's the hardest thing ever.
Yeah. Yes.
None of us do it perfectly.
No, absolutely not.
Except me.
Well.
Yeah, as you drag your son up on the castles and the mountains,
you know what?
While he had pneumonia.
I have to say, when I entered the military, I thought that boot camp was the hardest thing I would ever go through. And it is still one of the hardest things.
Physically.
Physically. Except for parenting.
Well, and mentally.
Oh, parenting is
And mentally.
Hard.
But parenting totally trumps
well,
that.
Well, you know why parenting totally that. Trumps that? Because you're affecting another life.
God,
boot camp,
that's
you're
huge.
Only affecting you.
Yeah, it's like if I screw up, it's my screw up, and then I get what we call recycled.
But parenting, it's like, oh my God, you've affected him, and then is that affecting his children?
And oh my gosh.
Seven generations.
Another podcast I want to put, and I'm saying this out loud because I'll forget by the time I get home, but do we marry our dads? I want to talk about that one day.
Okay.
I do want to talk about it.
All right.
Now, okay,
we'll go there.
All right.
Okay. Yes.
So well, you're just going to tell me yes, and that's going to be our podcast.
No, it's not a yes.
We can quit right here.
I would say no.
I would
and
say
that's
no
our
too.
Podcast.
No,
it's not that you marry your father. You marry the parent that you've had the most challenging relationship with. So,
okay.
That's a whole other podcast.
That is. Okay, but I wanted to ask Amy, how you doing with the driving?
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all haven't
gotten
there yet.
Oh, no. She
Amy
told me Sharon, today on the way over.
We have I have to tell y'all one story. Go
Amy,
ahead,
Amy. Tell her about what you told me on the way over here.
My 15-year-old is going to Boy Scout camp.
Right.
And so we had to go to the Boy Scout shop today. And on the way back, I was like...
There's a Boy Scout shop?
Yes. Yeah. And wow. And I'm trying to get him to finish...
It works.
I guess your
he's
son's
doing
not
doing his Eagle Scout project, and the goal was that he wasn't going to be able to even drive until he could get his Eagle Scout project done.
Right.
But he's getting it done, and so on the way home, I was like, "Hey, do you want to stop in a parking lot and just drive?" And he's never done any driving at all.
Had you taken any Valium before you offered this?
No.
Okay, you should.
And I had the 11-year-old in the back, so he was like, "Yeah, okay." And so we're driving down the road, and we come up to this intersection, and there's this huge wreck. I mean, like huge wreck where we're not getting through. And so I detour around, go a different way. We come back out. And we're still having to pass it. There's this lady laid out and,
what?
You know, on the road.
Oh.
There's a helicopter going around.
Oh,
and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, they're having a life flighter.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a bad accident. And so I'm driving and I'm like, huh, so do you still want to drive? And he's like, no, not really. And I'm like, well, it's okay. It's okay. And so we're going to the elementary school parking lot. And so we pull in there and here's all these ambulances, fire trucks. It's like they're life flighting this woman from this accident that we just saw at the field by the elementary school. So they're in their parking lot. I'm like, oh, is this a sign or what that we don't need to be practicing driving? And I'm like, so, you know, I guess we can't drive here. He goes, I don't want to drive, Mom. I'm like, but, you know, it's like that premonitioning kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's like somebody saying, don't. Do it. Don't do it. Well, I'm ignoring it completely. I'm like, yeah, well, let's go down to this other parking lot down the street in the hockey rink. He's like, no, I really don't want to do it. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I basically force him to go down into the parking lot. And we just drove in the parking lot for a couple of minutes. But, I mean, he was so freaked out. Bless his heart. I mean, after seeing the wreck. So that's all the driving we've done so far.
Listen to me for 1 second. Okay. One of the kids that was a daughter of a parapro that my kids had for 4 years, she was so deathly afraid of driving. She was like, I remember being like dropping off my kids and she'd go off to high school and I'd see her and she would like bum a ride with me on my golf cart. And I'm like, Keisha, you're 16. You should be driving. She's like, no, I don't want to drive. I don't want to drive. Well, she finally got behind the wheel of a car at 17 and rainy morning crashed, died.
Oh, my gosh.
And loved her. I mean, she was like the coolest kid. She was the coolest kid. But she never practiced driving. And I told my girls, I'm like, you will, as freaked out as I am to get in the passenger seat with my daughters. It's like, I was like, they will practice and they will drive because she could have driven, you know, for a good 2 years before she died. She just didn't for whatever reason. She said, I don't want to drive.
Okay, but I'm going to challenge that. And this is going to be a little bit off. But I'm wondering if she didn't have some kind of premonition. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it wasn't about practice, but maybe she knew that was going to be her time.
Maybe. I don't know. But I have always been like, I want them to get, and I kind of want them to be with Joe because I don't really want to do it. But
well, I think that's our duty as parents.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
what?
Even though it's uncomfortable.
To prep our kids.
Because I was telling Amy, you know, my daughter is 12, and now 12 in Peachtree City means you can drive with a parent in the front. Mm. And my daughter's like,
on the golf cart.
Yeah. And I'm like, here's the keys. She goes, I am not driving. Mom, I'm a bad driver. I said, you know what? Get in there and drive. Nobody's on here but me and you. The boys are not on here. Nobody's going to condemn
me. Which I love that in Peachtree City, they can be on the golf cart.
It is a good thing. I think it's good.
Like you said, Sharon, it's different.
Yeah.
It's a little different with a car, but still they're getting that.
It certainly doesn't hurt.
It's a confidence issue, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But my son, he's tentative as well on driving. And I'm sure it has nothing to do with me screaming at the top of my lungs at him. But we're driving home from Target. And so we have to go onto a busy street.
Oh, so he's driving that far already?
Yeah.
Ooh, Sharon.
So we're going and we're coming up to a light. And I'm letting him know, okay, you can make this because it hadn't turned yellow. So I'm trying to catch him. He's like, okay, so I could go? I said, yes, you can go. So he goes, and here is coming a car, and I'm like braking with my left foot in the passenger side, and I'm screaming at him. He's like, Mom, you said a car. I was like, yeah, but there was a car coming. I meant like the light you could go, not
you have to
you
watch.
Could go.
Yeah.
Oh.
So bless it. I mean, so then he was all flustered, and he wouldn't drive for a month after that.
Wow.
But it's like there's just so many things.
Yeah.
That they have to think about, that they don't think about, that you don't think about. Oh, my gosh. It is.
Do you remember in driver's ed? I can remember being in driver's ed in that stupid car or getting my first car and thinking to myself, oh my gosh, this is such a big responsibility. And
I got kicked out.
What are they, crazy?
I got to give it to
them. I almost got kicked out of driver's ed.
What'd you do, Susanny?
Well, we were on the home stretch and I thought it would be really funny to hit the gas and go fast. And so I hit the gas. And I said, we're going really fast. And my instructor
slammed on the brakes.
I said, oh, my God, I didn't do that. He said, I did it.
Well, you were bad. I would have done the same thing, bad child.
I did driver's ed with my girlfriend, Kay, who listens. And she will laugh when she hears this because we got stoned and went to
Okay, that's worse than what I did.
So we're driving along and they're like, you better not have your radio on. And you could see me and Kate Bob because we got a radio on and we're doing. And then the guy gets in the car. But the best thing driver's ed did.
They let you drive by them yourself?
Yeah.
What?
You didn't have like a instructor with you?
No. This was during school. We would get on the bus at high school and drive to the alternative school.
Where you should have been going.
I should have been anyway, but I was a cheerleader. So I didn't do that.
So I got stoned and then I drove.
So I got stoned and then went to driver's ed. So literally.
This will be good when your kids listen to their podcast.
This is going
to
be
20
good.
Years they can hear this. They can't hear it now. So we would go to driver's ed. But the best thing ever about driver's ed, honestly, was when you're going and then you're going full speed and they flooded. Did they do that with you guys? They open the hydrant or whatever?
What? No.
No, listen. And they yank your emergency brake and you hydroplaned.
No.
And you had to steer out of a
oh, skin. My gosh.
Oh, it was fabulous. Because
and you're tied and you're like,
you're hydroplaning. How much better can it get?
You drive everywhere, Julie.
I wasn't stoned on that part. But let me tell you that it was a really good experience because when you hydroplane, it freaked you out. No, I wasn't stoned on that part.
What a downer.
Okay. Darling, please email us and call in and leave a voicemail about our wonderful thing.
678-884-0524. Hey, you know what?
Diva at thedivacast.com.
Yeah. Okay. You know what the formula is to figure out at which speed you will hydroplane?
No.
Wow. It's frowny.
It's just, it's okay, honey. I need both.
Honey, she's not math. She's not math.
Me too.
She's not math.
It is 9 times the lowest tire pressure.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Okay, wait a second. second. Okay, first of all, the last podcast we just had, you're like, okay, to get the temperature of cellulose, blah, 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 blah. What are you doing? You know, like all these like.
This is 9 times the square root of your lowest tire pressure.
Okay, what?
Hello? Is the speed at which you'll hydroplane. Get that.
You didn't know that?
Oh, and I'll just work that little problem in the rain next time I'm going. Come on.
That is bizarre that you
nine
know that.
Times the square.
Girls,
stop.
I'm asking a question.
Okay, what? I'm saying the formula. Stop. Nine times the square root of the of your lowest tire pressure.
I know.
Is square root.
Oh, for God's sake. Come on.
Okay, so you're.
I love you, and I am so with you on this, and I have calculated mine.
No, you have not. You have not. What is it?
Liar.
Okay, come on. Work it through. Shit.
36 is my lowest tire pressure, so the square root would be 6.
And 9 times that?
It's 54.
Yes, so that is a speed.
54 miles per hour, my
you
car
will be hydroplaning.
Okay, but wait a second. What if your tire pressure is... Wait a second. What if your tire pressure is 38?
What's the square
There's
root?
There's not a square Hell root of that.
Oh, one is
you're hosed.
Yes.
You're hosed.
Come on, guys.
Use a calculator.
Listen to me. I have a question.
Yeah. Okay. We are not you the didn't Diva know I cast, was this, we're the geek you cast.
You didn't Sharon. You guys just didn't know I was this smart.
You freak me out. You freak me out.
Why?
Girls, we are getting a little out
don't
of
you
whack here.
I know, but don't you
Can
love
I
that
pose
about
a question?
Me? What?
No. No, she freaks me out. What?
Why?
I'm gonna ask you a
because
question.
Because it's like, okay, I'm blonde and big boobs and I know.
Last time we're talking about being naked and crawling into a freaking sweat pit, okay? And now you're
sweat
like,
lodge.
Do you know that if you take the square root of frigga frog? I'm like, what?
Did you not know I was this smart? It baffles your mind. You know what? Your beautiful blonde head.
Hey, remember
just
how I said I would
this.
Edit
we're
this
not
one?
Editing.
Not.
We're not editing.
This
no,
is fun.
No, we're not.
This is fun.
We're not.
Okay, this has been really fun. But it's time for us to go. Hey, if you've got something, some kind of formula you would like us to figure out, why don't you email us, diva@thedivacast.com
or call us at 678-884-0524. That's a very handy formula.
Honey, it's wonderful. And
yes. How often do you utilize
all the
it?
Time. If I have different vehicles, 9 times the square root of your lowest
tire
pressure.
How often do you check your tire pressure?
Often.
You weirdo.
I do.
Okay.
Okay.
What are we closing with?
We love Natalie Brown because she gave us the Queen of Me. But we're closing with Stingray. And it's called Last Night.
Oh, this is good, too.
He's very good.
It's bye. Good. We'll see y'all later.
Thank you for tolerating us.
Bye-bye.
call me on the phone, took your love away. Hey, hey, hey. I ain't never felt like this before. Losing 3 pounds every day. You can't see me no more.
Everybody, if you have listened this long, God bless you.
Amen, sister.
Amen. And you know what? We really want to know your thoughts because we are a little bit confused and diverse on this podcast and whether or not it flies or doesn't fly.
What do you want?
Yeah, you know what? So give us feedback. And we really prefer voicemails at 678-884-0524. Call us. Let us know what you think. Do you like this podcast or is it a little too out of control for you?
Or you know what? You could be like me and you don't call squat. So you're going to email at diva@thedivacast.com because you know what? Emailing is easier for me.
It's safer.
So diva@thedivacast.com. You can do it at any hour you want. That's why I like it. So call us, email us, let us know. Tell us what you think.
Thanks. Bye.